15 was withdrawn. Let's move on to item 16, Public Works.
From the Acting Director, Department of Transportation, submitting a departmental organizational chart for the newly created Milwaukee County Department of Transportation. At the December meeting cycle, the committee requested a follow-up report, informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Thank you.
Good morning. I'm Faye Roberts. And this is an informational report based on a request that came from the December meeting at the request of the chairman to identify the scope, roles, and responsibilities for the newly created Department of Transportation. We've attempted to actually separate the document. We've submitted an organizational chart and an explanation of what our understanding is of the reorg, or the newly created Department of Transportation, its roles and responsibilities. The document we put together, we hope, would assist the supervisors in identifying key staff when they had questions and issues, and also to separate, since we were once one department, now we are a separate department, who to contact, the fact that we do have to have some type of changes because we were one department for a number of years. With the separation, it means there are going to be changes. And those changes, we wanted to make sure that the board was aware of. We are in the process of reviewing because this is a newly created department. Our hope is to create a structure that is efficient and effective with a different set of staff. So if there's any questions, we'd be more than happy to address each of the different sections, which also identifies in our information the separation of our highway division, which has now been merged with our transportation engineering and our highway maintenance into one division. So if there is anything you would like to address, we'd be more than happy to answer, if we can.
Questions from committee members? Supervisor Borkowski.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I guess all I would ask is that it's maybe not necessary for the rest of this term, but in April, we're going to have at least five new faces. And so maybe as you do the org chart, having these people in place with their phone numbers. And may I also suggest that as you orientate the new people, let them know who's who and that kind of thing. So we're kind of in a fudgy time, if you will, right now, because we still have a couple, 3 months in this term. But looking forward, it makes all the sense in the world to be proactive so that when the new term starts, and we're going to have new people regardless, that we should, you know, have a scorecard, if you will.
Supervisor. Mr. Chairman.
Yeah.
It was and is our intent to do just that.
Right.
You know, we're changing a few things around, so there's going to be some different names, but our intent was that once we have completed this, that we will get you all of that concise information. Okay?
Any other? Supervisor Dmitrievich?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. I guess that was kind of my question, too, because I see there's a number of vacancies. And where are we on hiring someone to run the highway maintenance division? I mean, do we have candidates?
Well, right now, the Jack DeCarrion is on that in that position. But, however, Mr. DeCarrion has said that he's going to retire,
mm-hmm.
and so that's all going to be part of our overall reorganization of the department. That's why I said that once we get this completed, we're going to give you the new names and the numbers and everything on this.
Okay, because even under transportation services, there was a couple, three or four vacancies. So
yes.
I mean, it just sounds like this is the general concept of what the reorg will look like, but we don't have everything quite filled in just yet.
Exactly.
Okay. And this was prior to you being here, Director Buslacki, but I think I speak for the board that, you know, we would have liked this in the budget. When we were adopting the reorg, this would have helped us, and I think it would have, just for future reference, it would have maybe gone through a little bit smoother had we seen this. But sometimes timing doesn't allow, and we appreciate it now. So thank you.
And we'd be more than happy to meet with each of the individual supervisors, the new ones and existing staff, to actually individually answer specific questions regarding any issues for the reorg.
Cool. Any other comments from committee members? Just one, could you give us a general guesstimate on the timeline when you plan on having this solidified, this reorganization?
Well, we're going to be working with the Department of Human Resources.
Yeah, big question mark there.
Okay. But the our goal, I'm hoping we should be, we're going to start moving forward, I would say, March 1st.
Yes.
And we're working to make some of the changes. So our hope is April, we'll have everything good and ready to go.
Okay. Well, thank you, and thank you for providing us the information.